Sales of Hitler's Mein Kampf are soaring, and many are asking why. People are looking for a leader who can fix the mess we're in. That's why. For with the losers we've got, Obama's a liar, Biden's a sleaze, Hillary's a has-been, and Cruz is a neocon disguised as a patriot. The time is ripe for a leader with some guts to stand up. Will another Hitler arise? I don't think so. But a new Napoleon could. He arose from lieutenant to commander to emperor with the full support of the military and made some major changes. The same can happen in America where discontent is rife with much unrest in the military. Obama's purge of the patriots from the military on trumped-up grounds could fall back on his own head.
A stunning chain of events. Today, Michael Kerry, the two-star general responsible for the nation's three intercontinental ballistic missile wings, fired from his command. The reason? Personal misbehavior on a military business trip. This comes just 48 hours after President Obama himself relieved the number two in command over the nation's nuclear arsenal over his suspected use of counterfeit poker chips. These follow an alarming string of general officers losing their jobs this year for inappropriate behavior, misconduct, or lack of leadership. Two Marine Corps generals fired less than 2 weeks ago for not providing proper force protection in Afghanistan. An Army Brigadier General relieved of duty for adultery. An Army two-star general fired for groping a civilian. And in March, a Navy one-star removed for racially insensitive comments and abusive leadership.
Just yesterday, declassified Benghazi documents revealed that military advisors briefed Obama within 15 minutes of the assault. One was General Hamm, a victim of Obama's purge, that a terrorist attack took place and not a spontaneous protest over the anti-Muslim video.
This goes to the heart of the Benghazi matter. Now, newly declassified documents show that President Obama's closest military advisors knew within 15 minutes it was terrorism on September 11th.
Yet Obama lied in the Rose Garden and later at the UN pinned the blame on the video.
We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others.
Some have sought to justify this vicious behavior along with the protest that took place at our embassy in Cairo yesterday as a response to inflammatory material posted on the internet.
And that is what we saw play out in the last 2 weeks as a crude and disgusting video sparked outrage throughout the Muslim world. Now, I have made it clear that the United States government had nothing to do with this video. Disgusting video.
Why the lies? What's Obama afraid of? He fears any opposition to his illegitimate power. Patriots in the military are his biggest threat. Former General Paul Vallely of Stand Up America is demanding that Obama resign. And retired Colonel Harry Riley of Operation American Spring is organizing a march on D.C. From the trenches, a new Napoleon could arise with a wide range of support from the military. Here's how it could happen. First, a White House-induced false flag followed by martial law. With an impetus to act in defense of the Constitution and its restoration, the Army seizes the Jewish propaganda machine and a charismatic lieutenant speaks on TV. An elite minority has ruined our country. The bright lieutenant says, we're here to fix it. He'll start by ending the Jewish-owned Fed and creating a national bank, issuing debt-free money. Second, he'll slap a tariff on products once made in America and restore our manufacturing base. Three, he'll register all Jewish lobbies as agents of a foreign country and shut down their PACs. Last, he'll make homosexuality a crime and reinstate sodomy laws. Perhaps the military coup sounds unconstitutional, but the claim that the military is under civilian control just doesn't fly anymore. America's under Jewish control, and the entire world knows it. A fix is sorely needed, and everyone knows that too. A new Napoleon may be waiting in the wings, just itching to clean house.